Good morning, man.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
I'm good. Question is, man, how was Winefest for you and Annie?
It was awesome because it wasn't 105 degrees.
That was the consensus with everybody. I got a chance to talk to some of the people who were cooking, some of the people who were obviously pouring wine, and the fact that the weather was so good. And it's not just because they moved the hours. The weather was just really good.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been way milder than normal this time of year in Paso. So, yeah, it was perfect.
Now, was the Wine Fest what you thought it would be? Were there any surprises?
I have to say, based on previous people telling me things about past Wine Fest, I was worried about it being like a drunk fest, which I saw some of that, but it wasn't. I thought it was pretty mellow. Like, everybody got along. There were no fights. It was cool.
Yeah, ended up being really good. Over 90 wineries at downtown City Park in Paso for the 28th Annual Wine Festival. So talk about the feeling and the attitude of the blogs and the videos that you're going to be putting up on your website, hootenannyblog.com.
It was cool. We took probably, I don't know, somewhere between 7 to 10 different little blog videos there. Just real mellow, kind of trying to show the atmosphere, talked about some of the wineries, did a quick interview with a couple of people, winemakers, and overall just, again, real mellow, fun, just, you know, the Paso vibe, you know?
Yeah, I met a lot of people from out of town coming up here. I mean, it's a really big event.
Oh, it was awesome. Actually, we met a couple from Virginia who happened to own property in Cambria, but they live full-time in Virginia. People from up north, down south. Yeah, it was really cool.
Now, you, because you don't take money from anybody, it's just a blog that you were doing with your wife, you were able to tell me some of your favorite wineries, and I'm curious what you really, really enjoyed.
We enjoyed Sextant, Clavo, Edward Sellers as always. We went to La Ventura first and had some of their rosé, which was awesome. You know, Chronic, Jay Ducey. One I had not heard of that I was surprised by was Prue.
Oh.
Proulx. I think they're on the west side. New tasting room or whatever, but good wine.
Yeah, I got a chance to meet the owner of a company called the Pithy Little Wine Company. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh, absolutely. I actually met them originally through, like, Twitter and Facebook, and then we went down and did a blog on them as well.
Oh, good. Yeah, so I got a chance to meet Tom Muncy, the owner there. He was cool. And then, you know, with our sister station in the building, The Crush, able to talk to, you know, Tom Fundero from Via Creek and some of the other, I know, talked to Ted Plemons from Cass Winery and Janelle Ducey and played some winery games that we were playing on the show here.
Yeah, well, we walked by when you were doing that with them. That was a riot, man. That was a good one.
You know, I was surprised because I saw you, you know, kind of far away, but I never ran into you during the thing. Like, you never came up and said hello. I was very disappointed in you.
Oh, putting me on the spot, man. No, we saw you a few times, but man, you were on a mission, man. You had empty wine glasses and you needed to fill them.
Yeah. I think you're being really nice, but yeah, I was definitely in the zone, as you may want to say.
Yeah. Well,
Matt Brown from hootenannyblog.com. Check out their blog. They're talking about the Wine Fest, and you guys give out some shout outs to the show, which is always appreciated. Hoot, the letter N, Annie, A-N-N-I-E, blog.com, hootenannyblog.com. Matt Brown, give my best to the wife, and thanks for being a great correspondent.
Absolutely, man. Look forward to doing it again sometime.
Absolutely. You did a great job, and you can count on it.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.